I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time. To become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, I think we've got an interesting show in store for you this evening. We're going to have some mind-blowing information related to the Mandela Effect. Also, we'll be talking about Flat Earth for one of the few times on ET Yoga. We'll be talking about 5G and the event. So there's going to be some way outside the box information coming your way tonight. And before we get to all of that, I'd like to start the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition. And that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that'd be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari.
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Hari Hari Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Hari Hari
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Hari Om
Hari, Hari,
Om.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda with my favorite version of the Hari Om mantra. And Swamiji was a spiritual giant in his time and founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes. And that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, and I'm sure there's a lot of new people tonight, I'd like you to know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical as much as humanly possible, and to take full responsibility and control over not only creating excellent health, but maintaining it, and also dealing with issues as they arise. And I might add that I take my hat off to those people who do work in the medical field who are involved with emergency care and some of the fabulous things that they do in that regard. However, with respect to everyday medical so-called care, personally have no use for it. And I applaud your efforts to distance yourself and try to be as much as possible free from the grasp of taking pills and other practices that would not be in your best interest. Now, with respect to tonight's program, as usual, I kind of get an idea during the week and then try to explore that idea and follow it to its logical conclusions. And what came up this week again was this whole idea of Mandela effect was top of the list. But first, I'd like to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to those ET Yoga listeners who have been with me for a long time. And it's been over 10 years now, and when I first started doing this program, I had some information I really wanted to get out and share with the public, and never dreamed that over 10 years later I'd still seem to have plenty to say. So I'm very thankful for the following of ET Yoga listeners, and I much appreciate the fact that you're just you. And as Bashar would say, you're already making the optimum difference just by being you, and people become aware of the difference you're already making when you're doing your passion. And I also appreciate hearing from ET Yoga listeners with respect to program content, questions you might have about anything I present on the program. And I especially like hearing about your successes utilizing techniques, concepts, and ideas that you've heard on the program. And I guess I should give a short plug for my book, too, ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond, The True Nature of Reality, because it's jam-packed with information. It's like 10 books in one. Kind of like I hope the ET Yoga program to you is like 10 other programs in one with respect to the amount of information that comes your way during a one-hour period. And you can get my book at my website, etyoga.com, and it's $9.95, and it's about 300 pages long, and I get really good feedback from people that have purchased that item, so I appreciate the support. Now, with respect to this Mandela effect, one of the reasons I'm continuing a little bit of a stream from my last presentation is because so many people seem to be way off base with respect to this Mandela effect. So I'm going to try and cover as many perspectives here as I can. Starting off with the people that don't know what the heck we're talking about. What Mandela effect? Because they're not having the Mandela effect. And as far as I'm concerned, that's, you know, perfectly legitimate. Like, there's no reason for you necessarily to be having that experience of remembering things differently and seeing a world that's not consistent with what you thought it was. I have no issue with that whatsoever. In fact, according to my solving of this issue to my satisfaction, there's I got three sources that I know of that are understand this thing in the same way I do, and that's cosmic awareness. That's being channeled information from source energy, and Adronis, A-D-R-O-N-I-S, and you can go to YouTube, go to Adronis, and just punch in Mandela Effect, and he'll give you a pretty good clue about what's going on. And good old ET Yoga, because I'm looking out there and I'm seeing all kinds of ridiculous things mentioned. Donvello Melchizedek's got some theories that I can't relate to at all. There's been people that are even doing Dolores Cannon's regressive techniques think that the people that aren't experiencing the Mandela effect are somehow numbed down and they're not aware or they're stupid or I don't know, but no, that's not the case. If you're not experiencing the Mandela effect, this topic might be a little bit irrelevant to you, except from the perspective that you may know somebody that's asking you if you're experiencing the Mandela effect, and you're going, no, I don't know what you're talking about. And maybe they give you some examples, and you think they're whacked or whatever. But maybe just from the standpoint of you having some compassion for the fact that it's not just them. There's millions of people out there that are having the same memories. And it's also verifiable, even in this reality. So have some compassion for those of us who are experiencing the Mandela effect. Now, I have another perspective that a lot of people have because they're so hung up on there only being one Earth that they just can't get it through their head that there are an infinite number of parallel realities and parallel Earths, and we're shifting into those all the time, except usually we don't notice because the differences are so slight that in our day-to-day routines that it's just not noticeable. But the fact is that now we've shifted into a parallel reality that is significantly different in many respects. So, and now one perspective came from online, and a person said, we are most definitely not misremembering. Oh, and that brings up another group of people that think that everybody who's having the Mandela effect is having some kind of memory problem. And they go into these, they've got shows on, oh, I can prove the Mandela effect, and I can prove that it's all, you know, mistaken memory and this kind of thing. Well, is it mistaken memory when you're looking at an old map of the Earth in South America is 1,900 miles east of where everybody else's globe is? And that you can go online and find some residual proof that the old maps still exist. So it's not like everybody's misremembering. Or you can go to YouTube and go to I Found the Old Earth, and you can find a three-minute clip of Carl Sagan explaining that where the Earth is in relation to the Milky Way galaxy. So if you were to look at the Milky Way galaxy from, you know, head on, it would look like a flat disk. So you look at it from on the top, and where are we in relationship to the Milky Way galaxy and all its spiraling forms? Well, if you're from the old timeline, you know that you are from the outskirts of the Milky Way galaxy. But if you look up the current facts, you're going to find out that we're near the center of the Milky Way galaxy. So how can that be? Well, it can't be if there's only one Earth. So you kind of got to get your head wrapped around the idea that what's happening here is there's been an amalgamation of timelines. So there's basically been two timelines pushed together. And the residue from one timeline is still here in this timeline, so that it's actually, some of these things are actually provable. Now, when you're looking under the Mandela effect, you'll see all kinds of things like different products have changed, and people's names have changed, and lines in movies have changed, et cetera, et cetera. And I know Cliff High, he's out there from Half Past Human saying that, you know, it's all because of D-Wave computer or something, because it's only happening in America. Well, no, it's not only happening in America, Cliff. So it's doing some research and find out that it's all over the world. And it's not only that, but the geography itself is all over the world, has changed. And it's not just, you know, happening in the United States. So the fact of the matter is that a lot of these things are just so trivial that I just kind of pass them off as some kind of glitch in the system or whatever. And I'm a latecomer into this, the Mandela effect, only within about the last month or so. And I know I'm going on YouTube and I've looked at like 150 different people giving their slant on this topic. And most of them are way off base. I have people that want to phone their friends in Australia to find out, like, if Australia has moved or not. I mean, it's just a ridiculous question. In this timeline, nothing has moved. It's all the same way it has been. The globes are the same, the maps are the same, everything is the same. But if you're from the old timeline that got merged with this, then what you're experiencing is the way you remember it to be, where New Zealand is not south of Australia. That South America was about 1,900 miles west of where it is in this timeline. That things like the boot of, they call it, from Italy, there used to be more of a, more water between it and the so-called the island near the boot. The angle of Italy is also closer to Greece. Different things like the size of China has shrunk slightly. In the old timeline, it was Russia, Canada, China, the United States, and Brazil in terms of size. But now it's Russia, Canada, and the United States is now third, and then China, and then Brazil. So it's kind of like in the old timeline, things were different in many respects. And what we represent, those of us who are experiencing the Mandela effect, we're representing a perspective here that is a minority. And a lot of people are out there trying to prove that the Mandela effect, you know, is happening and it's not their memory and all this. But look, there's millions of people having the same memories, remember the same movies the same way, et cetera, and the lines. And it's not that anybody's having any kind of memory problems. So this one person says, we're definitely not misremembering, nor are we suffering a confabulation of the brain or a symptom of any other brain disorder associated with false memories. We are simply remembering a former reality which we all belong to and which we have been displaced from. And whether through quantum experiments or from an attribute of nature itself acting on a quantum level, we find ourselves as a minority group living upon a world with a number of many new and bewildering discrepancies at odds with what we know and truly remember. A parallel world that is not our home, yet so similar, we have no alternative but to continue with our daily lives and routine as we have always done, yet left with many questions. And I really like that, that the way this person put that. And no matter how you slice it, it's all good. It's all positive. I mean, I'm really excited about the whole fact that this has happened. In fact, one person's perspective, and it happens to be mine too, is that anybody who's actually experiencing the Mandela effect, we have kind of a bond with them. Because think about it, okay? How come if there's been a merging of the timelines or an amalgamation, as Adranus would call it, he calls it an amalgamation of timelines that from the collective unconscious we're tossing away some of the older timelines, amalgamating others to make everything work all towards this basic the idea of the ascension process and the creation of a new earth. And I wholeheartedly agree with this. And the idea here being that some of us have, and a minority, have moved into this new parallel reality, and where not only is it not quite similar, but with respect to the location of the Earth, it's totally different. Like, we're like, I don't know, 80 or 100 million light years different from the Earth that was in the old timeline. That's a good one to wrap your head around, because a lot of people haven't thought about that one, because first off, a lot of people don't remember where we were in the old Milky Way galaxy, and so obviously that wouldn't connect with them. So if I'm presenting information tonight that's causing you to have a Mandela effect, I appreciate your emailing me, and you can email me at paperfungo, P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo, at yahoo.ca, because I'd love to hear about it. And also, there's another couple of interesting little facets to this Mandela effect, and that is why? Why is this happening? Well, I think part of it could be explained due to the pushing together of timelines due to the creation of the new Earth. I also, but however you slice it, it's all a part of the ascension process. And we're all going to end up where we're supposed to end up, and so it's nothing really to worry about, but just to be excited about. However, I think there is one interesting little kind of a side note here, and it deals with the fact that there's a high probability that the old timeline actually ended, which is why this amalgamation took place. And those of us who are experiencing the Mandela effect were spared the memories of that, the ending of that timeline. And I'm going to share with you two bits of information that concur with that theory. The first comes from Cosmic Awareness, who says, "Greets those who are in the interim, in that place between worlds, that place between time, and that place between the spaces of consciousness, the spaces of realities. For those that still find themselves in a third dimensional form after December 21st, 2012, know that you too are in transit. Mother Earth has begun her separation, has begun to leave the shell that was her body, moving towards her fifth dimensional light body template, moving in consciousness as you all are. It is the everything is happening and nothing is happening paradox that each will again interpret it individually, and each will again be in their individual timeline." So, giving some interesting clues there that this is the paradox of everything's happening and nothing is happening, because I know that a lot of people thought that when December 21st, 2012 came around, it seemed like nothing happened. But in actuality, maybe a lot happened. And actually, Cosmic Awareness goes on to say that Nibiru itself, although a vessel of the Orion Galactic Federation, will be used by the divine forces to effect a catalyst effect on the planet and to help in the process of ascension, the process of alteration, the process of change and shift. Things have been done to prevent it in their closer approach and than what was planned for what they wanted to do, and this will prevent some of the major catastrophes that might have occurred previously. She will still work in conjunction with the grand cosmic divine configuration that will occur, and it's stated that and would occur on December 21st, 2012, that will create the corridor of light and will allow the cosmic tsunami to come through. And what is seen here is that which is called a parabolic telescope, a huge concave lens that is focused into a smaller lens, a focusing lens. Nibiru will act as the focusing lens, and it will actually, there will be powerful energies of the divine that will be sent, and it will go through the portal of the sun and then focus through Nibiru onto planet Earth. Some will experience it as a destructive force. Some will experience as akin to surfers who can surf the great wave of God consciousness as it takes them to higher levels. Each will have the exact experience that they wish to have, and all will have experiences that are still required. So basically, what Cosmic Awareness is saying is that the timeline ended on December 21st, 2012. And there's another interesting person, Andy Bisaggio, who was part of the secret space program, who was involved with a time travel experiment in, I guess it might have been the 1970s, and he went ahead in time to 2013, and his mission was to find out the status of the Supreme Court building, and what he found out was that it was under 100 feet of water, was in 2012, and that the reason for it was because of a solar flare from the sun, which wiped out apparently about 70% of the population on the planet. Now, and also, probably in conjunction with that, it did, there were kind of like partial movement of the Earth, kind of like warping of sorts that caused the oceans to jostle, and of course, most 90% of the Earth's population lives near the coastline. So that was his perspective looking at 2012, and that was also the reason why you saw the military stuff and everybody building all their things underground, and that all came from the information from the 1970s. So there's plenty of confirmation that probably that timeline ended. And, of course, being spared memories of that probably is good, because there might have been a lot of fear associated with that particular event, at least for some people. And not so far-fetched if you think about the fact that there have been lots of gray abductions of people that don't remember being abducted either. So just because it's not part of your conscious memory doesn't mean that a lot happened. So I would just only point you in the direction of checking out your own instincts and your own nose for the truth to see what in point of fact happened with you. And my total thinking here is that the reason for this amalgamation of the timelines is because that timeline ended. And there was one interesting perspective from one of the YouTube listeners that said, oh, don't you remember the spaceships moving us? Interesting. I only heard one person mention that, but maybe there are some people with memory of that particular incident. So in my way of thinking, you have to, in order to solve the whole issue of Mandela Effect, you have to be aware that there are different timelines and different parallel Earths. And if you're only stuck to there being one Earth, then you're either stuck with the conclusion that these people are whack that are coming up with all these discrepancies, or that somehow they have memory issues or confabulations of the brain or whatever. So it doesn't really make sense. And if you're also of the point of view that there's only one Earth and you know that the continents, let's say, are in different positions than they used to be, if you're not thinking about parallel Earths and amalgamation with timelines, you're convinced that somehow there's some government conspiracy going on, or there's something happening that's really whacked. Well, it's not that either. It's just that this is the process, and we're all, I think we're basically, it's a stepping stone, I think, if you remember this Mandela effect and you're experiencing it, it's a stepping stone towards ascension. Now, one point, kind of bit of pause here, though, I think, comes from the idea that according to Adranus and many other people, a lot of people doing the regression with Dolores Cannon's methods and things that are talking to the higher self, they're all expecting an event coming up which is related to a solar flash or a solar flare. And most people have a very positive feeling about what's happening, going to happen there, because it's apparently going to give us a big DNA upgrade. Now, it may be similar to this last ending of that timeline. It could be that we're going to end up in a different timeline or a different parallel Earth, at least some of us. Some of us may use this opportunity as the ascension to actually move on to 5D Earth, or some of us may ascend even higher. It's all going to depend, because we're each going to experience this solar flash in a different way. Now, according to Adranus, it's not going to be what they call the kill flash, which I think is really what did happen in the old timeline. However, the note of concern is that apparently it is designed, and that's from both Corey Good and Adranus agree, that this next upcoming solar flash, which is the probable time frame between 2018 and 2024, somewhere in this time frame, this solar flash will take out AI. And to my way of thinking, that's really good news. However, like in a lot of things, there's not a positive without the flip side. And the flip side is that in order to take out the AI, that would mean all electromagnetic devices and technologies. So in one sense, it's going to be a period of time with no electricity. And when I was doing a little further research into that, the information I'm getting from my internal source is that that time frame is kind of indefinite. So that's a big one. And it's not to be anything to be scared of, but personally, it would definitely suit a lifestyle that was more along the lines of the Amish, where they're not involved with electricity anyway. They grow their own organic foods. They don't take immunization shots. And they're basically, you know, eating a proper diet, doing all the right things, because 60,000 Amish kids, they don't have autism like the rest of the mainstream population. They don't even have the hardly any cancer or heart disease among the Amish either. They're eating their organic homegrown foods. It's a lot about diet. They don't take the immunization shots. And they're not involved with technology. So there's the key right there. So if you can move, if you have the luxury to move towards that type of lifestyle, personally, I would highly recommend to start a move in that direction. Now, I want to move on as well to this whole idea of the flat Earth, because I remember years ago, actually, Bashar, and if you're not familiar with Bashar, Bashar is from the Esasani civilization. He's channeled by Daryl Anka. And Bashar once made a statement, I guess this is way back, well, before the flat Earth thing hit the waves. And he says that he used to make a comment that, you know, if you believe the world was flat and I believe the world is round, I mean, we got to respect everybody's beliefs. So if you believe it's flat and I believe it's round, it's fine. The only difference is that if objectively it's actually round, you're going to have a more of a limited experience of all that is. And he kind of left it at that. But I'm going to come around and get into some detail here about just how limited your world is going to be if you are thinking that the world's flat. And I'm also going to give Bashar's latest information around that subject, because Bashar assured the people at one of his workshops that the flat Earth is not true, that it was designed by the intelligence agencies as disinformation that would also separate the conspiracy community. And as we bicker and call each other sheeple and fools, we're not focusing on the true things that need to change at the highest levels of government. And I think that's why a lot of the people really kind of tiptoe around this subject. And I'm not going to tiptoe around, you know, it's just not my style. Bashar provided the evidence that all things in a vacuum will form a sphere if in liquid form, like the water we see on the space station. They immediately form spheres due to the lack of gravity and the nature of vacuum space. Planets are molten liquid that form into spheres and solidify as spherish planets. We can also see that every other planet we can observe is a sphere, and why would the Earth not be? And he calls the idea that the Earth is a sphere obvious. And so do I. I'd also like to point out that Angel, it's A-I-N-G-E-A-L, Rose, who channels Source Energy, she was recently asked about, well, will you settle the question, like, is the Earth flat? And she got into it, and I think maybe she was a flat earther when she started the channeling, because the first answer she got was, well, it depends on what dimension you're looking at the Earth from. So I guess my comment would be, well, how about from this dimension? Because that's the one where we're having the discussion, you know? And, yeah, from another dimensional level, the Earth would look flat. But we're talking about third dimension, you know? And I don't think there's any miscommunication here about what a lot of the flat earthers seem to think, that there's this dome that we're covered by and that the stars don't exist and you can't shoot a rocket off the planet because it's going to hit the top of the dome and there's ice around the bottom, and I don't even know, I can't even explain it properly, all of it, but just let me point out some facts here that in my world it would be make for an extremely limited perspective. Okay, first of all, I know for a fact that the humanity came from the Lyra Vega constellation. That's what our extraterrestrial heritage is. So I guess, how did those people get from there to here? Of course, they probably don't exist, because the only life on the planet, on the whole universe, is right here on Earth. I mean, to me, this is just extremely ridiculous. And second, what about your past lives? Does that mean you don't remember any of your past lives, or you don't believe in it, or what about those? Or they were all from the planet Earth? So any of your incarnations, and I personally remember incarnations in the Andromeda galaxy and in the Pleiades, those couldn't have happened, okay? So, like, talk about limited. It's to the point of, and what about all the people that say that they were abducted by the Greys and taken out into space, like Betty and Barney Hill, and like Betty actually discovered a new star a cluster while she was on this craft, and she doesn't know anything about astronomy. But that didn't happen to the Betty and Barney Hill. They weren't abducted, and neither were millions of others of people that have been abducted by the Greys. Like, they're all hallucinating, right? That's somehow that can't happen. Not to mention, according to my way of thinking, the true history of what's been going on this planet, which is that World War II, Germany lost the war, but the Nazis didn't. They had UFO technology at the time. It wasn't weaponized. Much of it got taken down to Antarctica, and they had a city there called New Berlin. And they developed UFO technology. According to Corey Good, they even were the first to actually put a space station on the moon. It's actually in the shape of a swastika, and I think that was in, I thought he said 1938. But the bottom line is that there was also a Navy expedition led by Admiral Byrd, and this is testimony from William Tompkins, a naval admiral, that states that Admiral Byrd went down to Antarctica to kind of kick butt on these guys, but UFOs came out of the water. They were weaponized by the time he got there, and they blew all the planes away and half of his half of the ships, and they just, you know, limped back to the United States, not to be messed with. And then in 1952, there's a picture of about, oh, I don't know, 8 or 10 UFOs hovered right over the top of the White House. Guess whose those were? Yeah, that would be those guys from Antarctica. And I know I'm not in my world. Hitler didn't die in Germany. Like, there's plenty of proof that he existed in Argentina, probably lived till he was 80. I mean, in my world, I mean, this is the history that I consider. So I also believe that the Montauk experiment, where Preston Nichols worked and Al Billick and Stuart Swerdlow and these guys that give testimony that basically through the chair in the Montauk experiment, they've been to every planet in the solar system. And not to mention, I'm a Stargate SG-1 fanatic, I guess, because, yes, I do believe there are Stargates on this planet and that they were used much similar to, like, what that television show's like, and have traveled all over the place. In fact, we've probably explored most of this galaxy by now. I mean, this is the world I live in, and to think that we're so limited that we can't even get outside the Earth's atmosphere here, like, to me, I mean, this is just, I mean, it's preposterous. I mean, if you choose to believe it, it's your choice, you know, whatever, but I'm just saying a very, very high price to pay, a limited concept of not only our extraterrestrial heritage, but our own past lives, our own truth and history, exactly what I guess the control of factors would like us to believe, that just, you know, there's nothing else that exists. And, oh, and by the way, they don't exist either, okay? Like, we haven't been controlled for about the last couple hundred thousand years by the Alpha Draconians, the Anunnaki, and the Greys. No, that doesn't exist either, eh? Because where could they have come from? Or they're all indigenous to Earth, I guess, right? Well, give me a break. I'm not buying it. Just wanted just to tell you, just so that you know out there for ET Yoga listeners. And want to move on now to cover a little bit of information about 5G, because it's this one topic that you know, I don't think you're going to hear about it in mainstream media. Joe Imbriano, that's Imbriano, I think has got some really excellent YouTube videos. You need to do your own research, because he's basically got it down to the point where he knows that this 60 gigahertz thing coming in this 5G system operates at a frequency that coincidentally is the same as the water molecules and the air molecules and the human body, that it will create a situation of depleted oxygen, destroy your immune system. I mean, it attacks, weakens the mitochondria. This has been confirmed by multiple sources out there all over the internet now. We know that it's cancer-causing because the technology we have is already cancer-causing, but to upfold it like a 10 or 100 times with this the amount of power they're using, it'll be tantamount to being inside a TSA scanner at the airport, but 24/7. Okay, so to me, I could get my head wrapped around, oh, visualizing myself inside a Merkaba with a violet energy, violet-blue color. Would I care to do that 24/7, or how about when I'm sleeping? Like, personally, if you got some ideas how to wrap your head around that one, it's a challenge for me that I haven't solved yet. I don't know how to deal with that. My first thought was, go to the countryside because it's probably not cost effective to have the 5G network in the rural areas. But I understand in the last week that there's been now $80 billion allocated to making 5G in the rural areas as well. So, okay, if you've got ideas, give me an email at paperfungo, PAPERFUNGO, paperfungo at yahoo.ca, because I guess the clock will be ticking on the event or the solar flash, and no doubt somewhat coordinated with this thing, because I can see if you think health is bad now in America, and it's not just America, this 5G rollout is happening like there seems to be a race between China and the U.S. Definitely in Europe, they're a little bit lagging because they're going to do some testing, even though I don't think they're going to be testing for what we'd like them to test for. But we'll see, because, I mean, Europe has banned GMO foods. They banned thimerosal Russia banned it about 40 years ago, but it's still in our vaccinations and things. So a lot of things get banned in Europe that are allowed in America, because it seems like everything that's unhealthy is okay here. And just thought I want to pass that on, and also put out, that I'm asking if you've got a positive way to deal with the effects of 5G when that gets set up, which is supposed to be in the next 2 years. Then I would like to hear about it and pass it on to my listeners. And I guess in talking about the new Earth, I think this is the whole idea here, that there's two basic timelines. One's going to New Earth. It's an ascension process. And the other timeline is basically towards transhumanism and basically a robotic technological society, where at some point in the end, you would become a node in some computer program. And as I mentioned about a couple months back, in my opinion, AI isn't new. It's been in control for a long time, and you're just seeing the rollout. So that's also what 5G is. It's not just about the health effects, but this sets up a network for AI and unlimited possibilities there with respect to the control matrix, if you'd like to call it that. So I just wanted to pass that kind of information out there. Bottom line is, it's all good, it's all positive. Throw positive spin on it all, because there's no other way to look at anything except with a positive attitude. And at the same time, I think some amazing things are definitely happening. And it's quite the experience being on the planet Earth at this point in time. Absolutely mind-boggling. And don't forget that if you do have experience of the Mandela effect, or you have, after this program, you start researching and then you start having the Mandela effect, give me an email at paperfungo, PAPERFUNGO, at yahoo.ca. And I'd also, I guess, a couple of minutes here, like to go over, if you're especially for new listeners to this program, some basics of I think are very useful with respect to health. Don't be drinking that fluoridated water. It calcifies your pineal gland, among other things. It's a neurotoxin, and make sure your water's filtered. Try to stay away from the GMO foods. I mean, a lot of people don't even know what GMO foods are. Do your research there. It's important. What you're putting into your mouth is important. And try to eat organic foods as much as possible. Don't be totally thrown off by the fact that you think organic foods have to be expensive. I mean, I see a lot of people spending more money on chips and Coke and garbage at certain stores that they could just as easily be eating healthy diets. And I really think, you know, people need to shop around, and you'll find that you do the best you can with what you have. But the bottom line is that organic is a better choice than non-organic. Also, with respect to vaccines, you don't want to be taking any, my opinion. There's also, I guess, the best way to deal with chemtrails is basically raise your frequency of your immune system. Don't really know other than that what can be done about that one, because they're just being sprayed like, insects here with that. This whole the whole idea of the vaccination programs seems to me to be part of a depopulation agenda. So it's a good thing to avoid if you can do that, and especially for your kids. You know, it really hurts me to see so many kids with issues related to that are either related to too much technology or because it's linked to the vaccine programs. And I'd also really highly, highly recommend sun gazing and Egyptian healing rods and Qigong as really optimum ways to maximize your health. And in closing, I'd like to share with you the Who Am I technique. It basically was called a vichara. It was originally taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi, who, in my opinion, was self-realized. And basically, the idea is to put your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And when you become that spot, you ask the question, "Who am I?" And you can do that once or several times or whatever seems to be comfortable. And once you've really totally focused all your attention and you have become that spot in the center of your forehead, then you state the following: I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.